Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Talk with our friend Don Bailey Jr. Been too long. He's the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes on this radio station. We are actually doing our March Madness tournament around some of the great calls that Don Bailey Jr. has done for us over the last three seasons of Miami Hurricanes football. But before we get to that, I want to talk some spring football. Hello, DBJ.
How are you guys? Doing all right?
Yeah, I mean, when I hear your voice, everything seems like it's... I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. The first-round exit to Loyola of Chicago was not fun. I thought they were going to go a little further in the tournament. And the first-round exit by Coach Katie Meyer's team to Quinnipiac was not fun. So I really I have to focus on football at this point, DBJ.
Yeah, let me give you Joe Zagacki's number to talk basketball, okay?
I'm not going to ask you to analyze basketball at all. And I'm sure DBJ is a little too Josie's probably a little too depressed after two
We talked to him.
We talked to him on Friday, but then the women's team I thought would at least go somewhere, and you know, two first round exits for our teams. What are you going to do?
I'll go take him a cake. He lives around the corner. I'll take him some.
I would love for you to show up at Joe Zagacki's house with a cake. Hey, Joe, hope you feel okay.
Baby, call the police.
Show up at my house, but I want crab cake, buddy.
Yeah.
I want chocolate cake. I want crab cake.
I want stone crab. Give me some of them Delaware chicken stone crab.
Man, I'm taking the bar up.
All right. Here's Don Bailey Jr. Spring practice opens tomorrow. Now, have you spoken with Mark Richt? We know you're friendly with him. How exciting? How excited is he to get going?
Well, I think, listen, every coach is licking their chops when it comes time to get back on the field, right? There's so much that's put into everything to get on the practice field. They went through all their mat drills and conditioning and have done everything that they're supposed to do. And now they get to go out, and probably won't happen much the first week, but towards the end of spring, they'll do a lot of hitting, and then they're going to find out where this football team is. And there's some areas that they're going to have to look at very closely. And I think one of those areas is the defensive line. They lost six guys there. They lost their defensive line coach, Coach Kowalski, who was there for 2 years. And they've got a new coach that's coming in. So that's going to be an interesting target spot for me and I think many, many people, other than the quarterback competition, of course, that people be looking at in spring football.
And I was going to ask you about the toughest guys to replace, but you kind of hit on it with McIntosh and Norton leaving and Chad Thomas, that D-line. What else? Like replacing Berrios, replacing Chris Herndon. Who else is going to be tough to find that guy to step up?
Yeah, I think, you know, Channing, I got to tell you, I think those T defensive tackles are going to be the hardest to replace. You know, they signed John Ford last year, who was a huge body. I mean, 6'6", free and change guy and pretty athletic, and he didn't come into camp until the very, very end, so it'll be important to me to see how impressive he is during spring football. And then, you know, Braxton Berrios, I think, you know, on paper you say, can't you replace a 5'8" guy? I mean, can't you replace a slot guy? I think you can, paper to paper, but can you replace that leadership? You know, what that guy did for the football team, how he set the example for everybody on both sides of the football, how much he gave in the classroom, how much he gave in the weight room. And, you know, that's the ghost of Braxton Berrios hopefully gets passed on to somebody else as far as the work ethic and leadership. I think you're going to be able to find some talent that can make the catch and make the play, but so much gets lost with leadership, especially in college football.
You mentioned briefly the quarterback competition. So will Malik Rozier start spring practice as the incumbent quarterback? I would imagine that he would. And do you think he will have that position by opening game?
Well, I think you got to look at it two ways, and I'm not avoiding the answer to that question. Yes, he will be the starting quarterback when spring starts. Will he be the starting quarterback at the end of the spring? That's what spring's for. Well, and then you're gonna have, there's a whole lot of football in spring. And there's a whole lot of football between spring and August. And then you've got scrimmages and practices. And I, me personally, in the situation Miami is in now, open competition as best you can for as long as you can.
So who's the potential? N'Kosi Perry, is that the guy that we're waiting on?
I think, well, listen, N'Kosi Perry was fortunate. I think he was lucky to be able to come in last year and be able to be redshirted. I think it was a blessing in disguise for somebody that came in raw. Now, I'm not telling you he doesn't have talent. He's got plenty of talent. He can run. He can throw. He's athletic. He's strong. But he was 180, 190 pounds. So he certainly benefited from a year of lifting weights and eating properly. But I think he benefited even more from sitting in those rooms with Coach Rick every single week, both of the Coach Ricks, and going through a game plan, understanding what was going on. Because I don't know how sophisticated his offense was coming out of high school from Ocala. You know, I don't think he had any idea what he was walking into when it comes to going out on a field and deciphering a defense and then checking off a play and then going for an audible and running this whole thing that actually will happen in about 20 seconds. So he's a guy that is certainly lucky to have had the year off, and he should be ready to compete. I mean, he's got a year under his belt. He's got an opportunity to go out there, and you've got the other true freshman is enrolled early as well. So you've got two freshmen, one red shirt, one regular, and now you've got a fifth-year senior. Now, the fifth-year senior, plus you have another redshirt freshman as well. So there's going to be a lot of kids in the room. It's just going to have to sort itself out.
And DBJ, every there you go.
I mean, come on, man.
I was ready, then I wasn't ready.
How is it, Falero, back me up on this. How is it possible that he's got so much phlegm in his throat at
ready.
All times?
This is like the eighth time in 3 weeks.
It's crazy. He starts to talk, and there's a big wad of mucus in his throat.
I eat a lot of applesauce.
Excuse me, let me clean out my ear.
Goodness gracious.
Back to my question. DBJ, I know coaches, they get frustrated. It's always one thing that gets to them. Like for an entire season where you're going to camp or even going to spring at college, and Ron Zook always wanted to run the ball. So I knew going into spring we were going to run the hell out of the ball. What's that for Mark Rick? What's the thing that he's going to hang his hat on when all else fails?
He wants to run the football. I mean, look, it's kind of obvious, right? So he goes out and signs the number one fullback in the country, who's in school already, so we'll get a chance to see him. And then you've got one back is one of the top two or three in the nation, and you got the other back from Carroll City who's one of the top two or three in the state. So he wants to run the football, and he ran the football very successfully at Georgia. He was able to recruit big time first round draft picks at the quarterback position, I mean at the running back position at Georgia. And he realizes that is his quarterback's best friend, is to have that running game and to be able to be balanced, but more importantly, to be able to get the tough yard when you need it. So, you know, his first year here, he had the transfer fullback, and I forgot his name, but he came in and he was devastating. I mean, he did a great job, and he helped the running game tremendously, especially in short yardage. And I'm going to go check out that fullback very early in practice to make sure that he's as good as advertised.
Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes on this radio station. Spring practice starts tomorrow. You start to get that feel again. Will the turnover chain be back? Will there be any changes to it?
I hope it is back. I mean, what hysteria it created for the University of Miami on a national level, for recruiting, the fans, for us, for me, for you, for, I mean, the whole place, the whole country was caught up by the turnover chain, and it was a successful beginning to a great tradition. And I don't know where you would park that. I would be kind of hard for me to put away. It really would. I think it got more miles per gallon than it was ever expected to get.
DBJ, is there any change in the coaching structure? Who's calling the plays? You know, there was a lot of people criticizing, especially late in the year, the offense scoring points. Is there going to be any change up with that?
I haven't heard that there is, and I believe you'd hear it directly from head coach Mark Richt. He's calling the plays. That's what he said he was going to do when he took the job at the University of Miami. That's what he said that he missed doing when he was at the University of Georgia. Well, The input will be the same. You know, Coach Brown, Coach Searles, Coach Rick, the receivers, Coach Dugans, everybody's going to be involved in the game plan. But come Saturday or Thursday night or whatever, Sunday night, it's going to be, as of today, it's going to be Mark Rick calling the plays, and I'm fine with that.
All right, Don Bailey Jr., so we're doing our March Madness tournament. We have put together, Valero has done it, 64 of your best calls over the past three seasons. And then he seeded them. There's four number ones, four number twos, so on and so forth. So would you like to hear a few 1 versus 16 matchups of your own voice?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now, the first bracket, what region is this, Valero?
What region?
I didn't think that far.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the top left region on your bracket. So the one seed, if you remember, we had a rapper. What was his name? Roadman Shaq?
Roadman Shaq.
Roadman Shaq. We were fascinated with the 2 + 2 = 4, minus one is 3, quick maths. We asked you to put that into a broadcast. It actually is a one seed.
How's this working out mathematically for Miami?
Well, Joe, the math I do is this. 2 + 2 = 4, -1 = 3, and that's quick math.
All right, it's strong. I don't know if it's a one, but it's strong, and that's where you were seated. You might be like a Xavier on that one, but there you are. Now, that's facing off against the 16 seed, which I believe comes from the movie Spaceballs.
Norwood threw it, and Williams dropped it.
Williams' radar appeared to be jammed because he should have made that catch.
Yeah, I don't even know how that's in the tournament. But you never know what's going to happen. You saw UMBC.
That's an NIT deal there.
Yeah, that's an NIT. I don't know what happened there, but the radar is jammed, of course. That's from Spaceballs. Now, another 1-16 matchup. This would be in the bottom left region. The one seed, this is one of my absolute favorites because of the absurdity of the way that you threw it in there.
That's exactly what Michael Jackson saw. He reacted perfectly, put himself in a position to take it away, go put on the chain, go celebrate, and hey, Macarena.
That one gets such great style points because that's the way I envision you doing all these calls for us is you're doing actual analysis and then you throw it in and it's just, and hey, Macarena. It's like, it's so matter of fact. That's a strong one seed right there. That is a strong one. Now that's facing the 16 seed. Oh, this is where, what's the name of the rapper that does Turnover Chain? Do you know?
Solo D.
Solo D. This is you channeling your inner Solo D.
Miami football. Hurricanes have the ball. Break out the turnover chain. Michael Jackson has the recovery.
Let me get you warmed up, Joe. Turnover chain, 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 and turnover chain.
All right, that's a 16. That's good seeding on that in that region because the Hey Macarena is a strong one, and the turnover chain. It's almost like Syracuse, although Syracuse is doing well, but like it has to be in there because it's a turnover chain. But there was nothing special there.
I smell an upset.
You smell an upset
what
there?
Turnover chain
if,
means
if Hey Macarena loses, I'm going to be highly disappointed. Here on the top right region, This is one. Crowder's going to get a kick out of this one. Go ahead, play the one seed.
Hurricanes came with the blitz, and they came plowing through. Chad Thomas was actually first on the scene.
Daniel Jones says, "Oh, my neck, my back, my neck and my back."
That's a strong one. That's strong. I don't know if it's a one seed because there's such good stuff in the tournament, but we'll. We'll give you that one. You love that one.
Yeah. I
love that one. That's facing off against the 16 seed, which I believe is again from the movie Spaceballs.
Oh, my goodness. A 16-yard touchdown for Walton with 6:43 to go.
May the Schwartz be with you, Mark Walton.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good 16 seed. You delivered it nicely. May the Schwartz be with you. Very good. Now, this one, I'm a little confused as to how it's a one seed, but I'm going to have let everyone listen. I understand. It's very inside, though, and I don't know. This is like Virginia who lost to UMBC. In my opinion, this is the one seed on the bottom right region.
Touchdown, Miami! 30 yards for Mark Walton.
You know what that play needed?
a little oxygen and water, and it got it.
Now, that was you. We asked you to do oxygen and water because Michael Irvin had come on our show once. I think it was when I was hosting the show with Zach. And Crowder was listening to it in his car, and Michael Irvin was promoting something, and he talked. It was almost like he had the cure for cancer, right?
That's how he worded it.
That he had the cure for cancer.
He gets rid of everything. Gets rid of cancer.
But it was just oxygen and water.
And water. And
do you have
oxygen,
that?
Yeah. And you need water.
Yeah,
water.
And then he was. Crowder was fixated on that for a long time, but I don't know how that's with all the calls that DBJ has done. I have no idea how that's a one
seed. The committee can't always get it right.
And the committee oftentimes is very controversial, and it's certainly that's a controversial one seeding because I don't understand it.
Where's the butter knife? Where's the butter knife? The butter knife didn't fit.
That's actually an eight seed. That's an eight seed.
That's an eight. Okay,
well, hold on. Let me play who's let me play the 16 who's going up against oxygen and water. This is you channeling Crowder doing a Delaware Chicken Farm commercial.
Elder brings him down for a 13-yard loss.
More crab than cake in that one. My man brought it all, didn't he?
Good 16. Crowder often says when he's telling you about Delaware Chicken Farm, about the crab cakes, more crab than cake.
They do.
Because a lot of places, they give you more cake than crab.
All that bread.
Right. And that
corn
one's more
meal.
Crab than cake.
I don't want no cornmeal.
I don't know about that 1-16 matchup. Do you have the 8-9 matchup with the butter knife that DBJ was talking about? Here is DBJ. What was this from, the butter knife?
Snoop Dogg after the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight.
Yes. All right. Here it is. DBJ channeling Snoop Dogg.
Darrell Langham snatches it out of the air for his first career touchdown with 5:34 to go in the first half.
That's what you get for coming to a football game with a butter knife, Joe.
A butter knife. We told you to say butter knife. You went out and just did butter knife, and it made the 8 seed. And it's up against the 9 seed.
It's a good matchup.
Very evenly matched. Is this the Carol Channing song?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Oh, no.
Now, we wanted you to give a Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Let's see how you did it.
Sheldrick Redwine has the turnover chain. The first turnover of the day for Miami.
Joe, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Takeaways are mine.
That's terrible. That's a 9 seed is beyond me. That is terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, terrible seeding there. I
thought it was a great matchup.
Terrible. It's just brutal. Do you have the other 8 9s? And then I'll let DBJ go. The top left bracket. I'm only saying it for Falero and Crowder. No one else has this bracket. The top left region, if you will. Interesting that the two knife calls are both 8 seeds. This is an 8 seed. This is you doing Crocodile Dundee.
4-man rush, tight pocket.
Get this,
baby. Right down. Back at the 20, it's a sack.
That's not a knife. This is a knife, Joe. When that defense knifes through the line of scrimmage, as they do.
I think that's better than an 8 seed.
Yeah.
That's better than an 8 seed.
Should have been a 3.
And then you've got that against the 9 seed, which I believe is you doing Trick Daddy here.
Miami is knocking on the touchdown door with 6:51 to go in the game.
Joe, that's how Miami takes it to the house. That's how the 305 takes it to the house.
That's pretty good, man. Ooh, that's a tough matchup right there.
Oh, my God.
Which one do you go on that one?
Oh, the knife.
Take it to the house. Take it to the house. And then the 8-9 seed in the lower left region. Now, what's the 8 seed here? Is this just using the word nan like Crowder does?
Yeah.
I'm not understanding this. This is the 8 seed. Crowder, for the word zero, uses nan. I got exposed to this when we were in Vegas together, and we were walking down the Vegas Strip. Someone asked us if they could have a couple of bucks, and Crowder said, "I ain't got nan dime." And I had no idea what that had meant up until then. And here is DBJ doing nan.
A big hit by the Hurricanes.
He got nan, nada, nothing, zilch.
I don't know how that's an 8 seed. And the 9 seed here, this is a tremendous. If the 9 doesn't upset the 8 here, then I don't know this tournament at all.
You do have a Jennifer Lopez?
Absolutely.
Song? Okay.
Hey, sweet thing. Can I buy you a fish sandwich? Is that good enough?
That's not Jennifer Lopez.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's what I would ask her. Why not?
That, of course, Leon Phelps, the ladies' man. Hey, sweet thing, can I buy you a fish sandwich? That's a winner in my mind.
Oh, my God.
I realize what Falero did here. He just went chronologically through the sounds. Because,
no,
look,
I didn't.
Fish sandwich is a nine. The nine on the other seat is, hey, I'm
That's
Leon Phelps.
That's just coincidence.
No, but they're all of them seem
it
to add up
two.
Here.
I'll check it out.
Falero being lazy. Here's the eight seed in the bottom right region. How much for just one rib?
Any good lines over there in terms of something to fit in here? We need a little levity.
How much for just one rib?
Well done, DBJ. And that faces the nine seed again, the ladies' man.
Miami 7, Virginia Tech nothing. Joe Ziyaki with?
I'm Leon Phelps. And how y'all doing tonight?
I mean, how's that not like a three seed? You're doing the intros to the game broadcast, and you introduce yourself as Leon Phelps. How y'all doing? I mean, that's a terrible seed.
There's some
on that
better
one.
Ones in that one.
All right. Oxygen and water is a one seed, though?
Water.
Oh, come on. All right, DBJ, we're going to get into the brackets today a little bit, so make sure you're listening.
I'll make sure.
All right, have fun at spring practice tomorrow, DBJ.
Okay, guys. See you later.
Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst. I'll give you more of the matchups in the next segment because there's some great memories to be had and some great matchups to be challenged.
I'm already crying.
It's great. I mean, his stuff is so great. That's the actual introduction to a game broadcast of a major university football program.
If you want to be technical, it's a rejoin. Not
I'm Joe Ziyaki. I'm Leon Phelps, and how y'all doing?
That's why it's DBJ, baby.
That is strong, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.